Right now it's time for our weekly review of Wisconsin news with reporters from around the state. First, Milwaukee Public Museum officials say that maintenance problems could put the facility at risk of losing an important accreditation from the American Association of Museums. Corey Hess is a WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. Corey, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rob.
What are some of the maintenance issues at the Public Museum there that could be causing this problem?
Well, there's a few. Two big issues is the aging air conditioning system in the museum, and there's also water leaking in the museum in a few different spots. The big problem is the roof, which is causing leakage from the fourth floor roof through the fourth floor, then into the third floor, which is where the exhibits are.
Now, this is kind of weird timing, right? Because everybody knows at the museum that they're looking for a new location. It's going to move eventually, but it's going to take a while, right?
It is going to take a while. The museum officials are saying that they have not chosen a site yet. So at best, they're not going to break ground until about 2022. And then, of course, they have to move everything from the museum. And before they can do any of that, they have to launch a huge fundraising campaign.
Do we have an idea of how much it would cost to do this maintenance at the current museum, knowing that it's going to be for a building they're not going to be in forever?
Well, these two projects really would cost about $1.6 million, which in the grand scheme of things with the county budget is not that much money. But like you just pointed out, they're not going to be staying in this building. And with finances the way they are at the county, I think nobody really wants to do anything.
So is there any process underway either to raise money or to get the, I guess, county board on board with paying for these repairs?
Well, this week, the museum made a plea to the county board committee as they're working through the budget process to try to get them to do something. The museum is owned by the county. The county owns the building and the artifacts.
So there's this accreditation process from the American Association of Museums. Is there a clock ticking? Is there a time they have to have things done by to not risk losing that accreditation?
That's another thing. So the air conditioning isn't only for the people's comfort. It's for the artifacts, and the collections have to be kept at a certain temperature. So in the summer, the museum's going to be reaccredited for its 10-year accreditation process. And if they can't keep these artifacts at the right temperature, they could lose that accreditation.
We'll keep watching that, Corey. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Corey Hess, WPR reporter based in Milwaukee. She talked with us about repairs needed at the city's public museum. Now, the Green Bay Redevelopment Authority passed a rule this week that would make public art a part of any new projects that get the city's help through tax incremental financing. Haley B. Miller is a reporter for the Green Bay Press-Gazette. Haley, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you for having me.
What is this new rule going to require from developers in Green Bay?
So any developer who wants to use TIF funding, TIF assistance from the city for development will need to put 1% of the project's overall cost into public art. And that can mean a statue, a mural. One example an alderman gave me was incorporating mosaic tiles into a patio. A range of different ways that they can bring more art to the community.
And an important point here, what this doesn't cover, if I'm a developer, a commercial developer, and I want to build something without this tax incremental financing from the city, this doesn't affect me at all, right?
Correct. Yep, it's only for developers who want that assistance from the city.
And what did you hear from city officials about why they think this is important to require this public art in these city-supported projects?
For them, the city public art is one arena where the city can improve, and they feel that increasing that will contribute to better civic engagement, better livability. There has been research that shows that public art can decrease crime in certain areas, so they really just feel it will bolster the community as a whole and make it more attractive for those who live here, those who are thinking about living here.
Have you heard any kind of pushback to this idea?
In general, everyone is very excited about the idea of more art, and no one thinks that more public art is a bad idea by any means. I did talk to one developer, though, who expressed some concern about it being a blanket 1% for any project. He feels that the city should have considered a sliding scale of sorts, because when you get to a certain point, you know, if a project is $500 million, 1% of that does become quite a chunk of money. And his concern is that for some developers, that amount of money could sort of put a hole in that project's budget.
And Haley, do we know when this actually kicks into effect now, when a new project, again, receiving this TIF financing will be required to do this?
It's my understanding that it kicks in right away. I do not believe that it applies to projects who are, you know, currently in the works of developing an agreement with the city, but anything going forward will be subject to this.
Haley, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Haley B. Miller is a reporter at the Green Bay Press-Gazette. She talked with us about a new rule requiring developers in Green Bay to set aside money for public art as a part of some projects in the city that get a type of tax support. Now we head to the shores of Lake Superior in Iron County, where the Saxon Harbor Marina is close to reopening 3 years after flood damage forced it to shut down. Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter based in Superior. Danny, welcome back.
Hey, Rob. How you doing?
Well, good. Now, take us back a few years to July, I think it was, of 2016, and what happened at Saxon Harbor Marina?
Yeah, so if you remember that storm, it was pretty incredible. It caused more than $35 million in damage across northern Wisconsin. And for Saxon Harbor, they were pretty much the hardest hit as part of that storm, along with the Bad River Band of Lake Superior, the Lake Superior Tribe. Basically, at Saxon Harbor, they saw torrential downpours. I think they got a total of 10 inches of rain that was reported to the National Weather Service. And that just devastated that harbor and marina. The Oronto Creek became a rushing river that washed boats miles out into Lake Superior.
Talk about the economic impact of the marina. How important is it to that area?
Well, it's pretty important to Iron County. I mean, before the flood, around 2,000 visitors would come on a really busy weekend. And a June 2019 assessment showed that around $83 is spent each day in the community when people are visiting the area. So the revenues from camping and boating that happened at Saxon Harbor generated more than $100,000 each year for the county parks budget. And that's a pretty significant deal for a small county like Iron County.
So 3 years now, and it's just reopening. It sounds like a long time to rebuild a marina. I've never rebuilt one myself, though. Why is it taking this long?
Well, because the wheels of federal and state government move pretty slowly when it comes to emergency disaster funds. Basically, there are a lot of requirements that local governments have to meet when it comes to federal disaster funding, and that's passed through the state. And the work has to be 100% completed before they can get any reimbursement. And it just takes a long time to get those funds in place and to get the support in place for all of that work to happen. So, and also, if you remember last year, there was the Father's Day storm that northern Wisconsin saw, and that also caused some additional damage to the marina and harbor there, but they were able to keep on track as much as possible, and now they're going to be at least opening up the marina come Labor Day weekend.
Is it going to look different? Are there going to be changes to Marina 2.0?
Yes. Yeah, it is going to be a little bit different. Basically, they've made some changes to make it more flood resilient. They have a bridge there that's bigger and higher off the ground. They have some riprap lining the marina instead of a sand berm that was there before. There will be fewer spaces for boats because the trend is that people are buying bigger boats. So they put in an 81-slip boat marina instead of the 91-slip boat marina they had before. So it'll look pretty different, but people are saying right now that they like the changes that are there.
Before I let you go, Danny, riprap lining?
Oh, so a loose stone that forms a breakwater.
Okay,
so
I've seen that, sure.
Yeah, it kind of protects from the waves of Lake Superior.
And now I know what to call it. Danny, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
That's Danielle Kading, WPR's reporter based in Superior. She talked with us about the Saxon Harbor Marina, which is close to reopening after closing due to flood damage back in 2016. She wraps up our weekly roundup of news from around the state.